Okay, we left off over here on Daf Gimel Mebeis, and we returning still to trying to understand the Mishnah and the Mandamar. You require the Takana of Fanai Nechta, Fanai Nechtam. Who is this Takana going according to? Is this according to Rav Meir, according to Rav Eliezer? So the Gemara raises the issue. The Ela Rabbi Meir he. And perhaps we can say v'chigo boi Rav Meir k'siva lishma midoraisa. Midoraisa, the word v'chasav means v'chasam. But maybe midrabanan boi. And then the Gemara brings in Rav Nachman that rejects that option, that one doesn't require any dinim of get in the k'siva at all. Be they doraisa, be they drabanan. Tosfos tries to put together the various Gemaras. Namely, we have on the table over here between Daf Gimel and Amud Beis, basically three options. One found in a Mishnah, one's a statement of Rav Nachman, and one's a Hafamin. That which is in the Mishnah is that Ein Kosvin de Mechubar Lekarka, that we have an Iser Lechatchila, we have an Iser Lechatchila to write on Mechubar. Even if you say that the Iker din of a get is in the chasimos, but we still have an iso lechatchila that the dinim of get apply lechatchila to to the ksiva. That's one statement. Then we have a hava amina that perhaps we have an Iser Drabonan, not a Lechatchila, but a Ma'akev, an Iser Drabonan, which is a Ma'akev, that the Dinim should apply to Ksiva. And then we have a statement of Nachman that nothing applies to the Ksiva, that nothing applies to the Ksiva, that the Ksiva on the level of Lishma, that can be totally Shol Lishma, can be in Mitzvah Ba'ashba, and still be Kasher. Those are three statements. The question is, do all these three statements, can they work together? Can they coexist? So here we have two Tosfos. Tosfos in Daf Gimel Amud Beis deals with the Mishnah and the Hava Amina, and Tosfos on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph deals with the Mishnah and the statement of Rav Nachman. So let's take it one by one. In terms of the coexisting, saying that the Mishnah and the Hava Amina should coexist, namely, that on the level of Mechubar and Talush, we're going to have an Iser Lechatchila. On the level of Lishma, we're going to have an Ikuv B'dieved. Right? In other words, Tosfos says that those two cannot coexist. That's the bottom Tosfos. V'im tomar u'mayshnami Mechubar damar le'el en kosum Lechatchila a-B'dieved kosher. Is there a way of saying that we're going to be Machmir B'dieved on Lishma, but only say that Mechubar is a Lechatchila? Tosfos says there should be no such distinction. In other words, that if you're going to learn like the Hava Amina, that we have an Iser Lechatchila, a Din Drabana, that the Ksiva has to be Lishma, then that Din would have to apply to the Din of Mechubar as well. We would have to have also a Din Drabana that you wouldn't be able to write on Mechubar. To say that Mechubar is only a Lechatchila, and that Lishma is a Ma'akev Midrabanan, that's Lo Yitachem. Okay, that's, in other words, that we have to go hand in hand. Masha Enkein, when we're dealing with the Mishnah and the Maskana and Rav Nachman, namely that we have an Iser Lechatchila to write a get on Mechubar. However, Lechatchila, we can have a Ksiva which is Shalom Lishma. Those two do go hand in hand. That you can have. Namely, we can have a chshash lechatchila in terms of mechubar, and yet not have that chshash lechatchila in terms of lishma. To say that one is ma'akev and one is not ma'akev, that Tosfos feels is a tarat d'sasri. If Rabbanan are going to make a gzeira, they should make a gzeira across the board, both on lishma and on mechubar. But it's not a question of a gzeira midrabban. It's a question of lechatchila. Yitachein that lechatchila will have a din in Mechubar, we won't have that same din in terms of Lishma. That's Tosfos in Daf Dalet Amud Aleph towards the end of Dir Maskel B'Chosmo. V'im Tomer Maishna De Boi Rav Meir Lechatchila K'siva B'Togosh Lamanda Muki Masnisim Bemachuber Karav Meir. However, Shalushma Shari Afilu Chatzchila. Amar Rabbeinu Tam. The Gabi Lushma Lo Chashin Ani Maisi Gets Leedim Sheino Kosel Lushma. That Shiachdimu Gam Heim Shalushma. The Kevan the Yadi the Tzarech Lushma Lo Asul Lemitei. Avol Bemachuber I Kosav Bemachuber Zimnim the Mishtalei VeEin Diskaren Litrosh VeChasmei. That, again, in terms of the psychology of people, and so I would like to try and help you, you help me understand, in terms of the psychology of people, if we have a get that was written Shlo Lushma, that doesn't affect the Edom. The Edom are going to definitely sign Lushma. But if we have a get which is Mechubar, then the Edom may forget that there has to be a din of Talush, and they're going to sign the get which is Mechubar. Why would the Edom, what's the story over here of Ben Otam, that the Edom would never forget the din of Lushma, But they may very, very well forget the din of Mechubar. Sof kol sof, Mechubar we pointed out earlier in Tosus and Daf Beis and the Beis is the din b'chol haTorah kula. We have it goes beyond the din of get. We have it also in other areas. We have dinim of Mechubar. Mashenken lishma is something which is limited to get. Why should Edim be more have more of an awareness of the din of lishma? And even though previously this get had no din of lishma, they're going to sign lishma. Masha'in Kain, in terms of Mechubar, we're afraid that if a get comes to them which is Mechubar, they're going to forget that they're supposed to tear it off its base before signing it. Simply what? Do you have a sense of what distinction could you make over here between the psul of Mechubar and the psul of Lishma? Both of them learned that from the same Pasuk of the Kasa of Inasan. Yes?
Lishma has to do with
I would go in your direction as well. I mean, we know that there's a very, very classic brisker chiluk between Chefza and Gavra. But I think that over here, it wouldn't be a misuse of that chiluk. Namely, that when we have a din of Lishma, which is a din in the Gavra, Mainaf Gamina, what Gavra A did, Klape Gavra B. Namely, Gavra A may have written Shlo Lishma. I have my chiyuv of writing Lishma. He didn't put on tefillin. I put on tefillin. He didn't fast on Yom Kippur. I fast on Yom Kippur. Namely, the fact that someone did something wrong is no reason for me to continue doing something wrong when I had tzachiyav on me. However, since Mechubar is a din in the cheftza of get, it's not a din in the gavra, it's in the cheftza of get, then yitachin, that there we would, in other words, we would have the problem of dil mishtli, that if this cheftza came in front of you in a certain manner, that you would just continue that the same status of the cheftza. On the level of the gavra, we would assume that lo chashinan, that would be an ishtali, Mashen can on the level of the chetza, they're chashin an ishtali. Maybe, I'm just tossing it out. Again, on the level to say that one is l'chatchila and one's makiv b'di'evad, that far, there is no such chiluk. That's what Tosa points out on the bottom of Gimel Mabez. But to say that one would have an issue of l'chatchila and one wouldn't have an issue of l'chatchila, by one, we would be afraid that if the ksiva is mechubar, there would be a chasima mechubar l'chatchila. There is room for a distinction according to Rabbeinu Tam, and Rabbeinu Tam took it for granted. Yes, Shmuel?
The Torah said that Mechubar is a general rule that's known in the places, so they know that halacha, whereas the Shmuel's...
No, but the other way around. We're saying that by Mechubar, they're going to forget, and by Lishma, that's what they remember. That's, in other words, I simply was sharpened the question by pointing out that Lechora, something which is more universal, they're more likely to remember than something which is local. But over here, it's not a question of universal or local, it's a question rather as to whether the chiv is on the gavra or we're dealing with a condition of the cheftza. Okay.
Also, yes? In the case of the Shema, the Baal is coming to them, so they realize what's going on here. But with the Kubra, they're likely during the sign in, and the Baal's going to leave, and then they're not being watched anymore, nobody's on top of them anymore.
Okay, I would put that in the same. I mean, I think that's basically we're saying the same thing, just different terminology. Yes.
If we break it down to chafza gavra, wouldn't by the fact that the problem with the chafza is that it's still metulash, is that it's still mechubar, wouldn't that be more of a problem?
I in other words, if you're asking a priori, could I have distinguished in the opposite direction? A priori, I could have distinguished in the opposite direction as well. Yeah, but there is room for such a distinction. Again, we're dealing with psychology of people, but within psychology of people, there's room to distinguish between that which is a din in the cheftza and that which is a din in the gavra. That, you know, which way it'll go, I agree with
I'm
you.
Saying it's not get. Yes. What would we be more scared of? Halachically, we'd be more scared that the get itself is possible. That there's a problem with the get.
But if we're going to Rav Meir, according to Rav Meir, a get is defined by the chasimos. The ksiva is nothing. It's meaningless. It's background. It's background material. So according to Rav Meir, our whole issue is the chasima. The question is whether we have issues with the ksiva that it may impact on the chasima. So to say that one is ma'akev and one's not ma'akev, we have to be consistent. But to say we can have a lechatchila in one and not the other, that's what Tosa says is possible. We can learn the Mishnah, Ein Kosim Mechuba like Rav Meir. You don't have to say it's like Rav Elazar, and still have Rav Nachman saying that on the level of Lishma, we have not even a lechatchila. Okay, that's A. Then the Gemara moves over to Rav Elazar. According to Rav Elazar, we're dealing with the opposite situation. Namely, the ksiva is the be-all and end-all. The edim are simply icing on the cake. And the question is, would there be a room to say that this icing on the cake requires lishma? So the Gemara says that even though you can have a cake without icing, and that's perfectly fine, leka edim klal is fine, but once we have edim, maybe those edim require lishma, because moda Rav Elazar b'mezuyaf mitocho shehu pasul. Namely, that we want to make over here an interconnection between the classic mezuyaf mitocho, namely where you have edim that are krovim or psulim, and we have edim that are not signing lishma, just like Rav Elazar, even again, according to Rav Elazar, the ikar is ksiva. But were we to have an inner contradiction in terms of the edim that are krovim or psulim, that Rav Elazar agrees is no good, that's a din of mezuyaf mitocho. Hu hadin, if the edim signed shaloshma, that would also be, if you want to, kim mezuyaf mitocho. The question is, what is this din of mezuyaf mitocho, and what does it have to do with the din of lishma? So here we have Tosos Yer Maskol Moda, who asks, it's apples and oranges. Teima lari, ma inyan shalo lishma, le mezuyaf mitocho, shechosim bo krovim or psulim. L'chora, these, one has nothing to do with the other. What's the problem of having a get which is signed by krovim or psulim? According to Rav Elazar, what's the problem? What? What does it mean, mezuyaf mitocho? What's the issue? But who needs him to be made on the get? We have edim nesira. According to Rav Elazar, a get becomes a get because the ksiva was done b'tzivli haba, was written b'datz ha-mischayev, and then we have edim nesira to lock it in. Who cares about the edim chasima? Who cares about them? So what Tosus points out, the Hassam b'din mifsal mishum dilma osi lemismach ilayhu lahasiya o lahotzi mamon al pihem af al pisha hadavar emes ein lasos ela be'edus kosher kedamar v'perek arba achim. Namely, that what Tosus is saying is that the get, any shtar, is a shtar with the ksiva and the edim nesira. The edim chasima are there, as you pointed out, as an insurance policy. That if we can't find the Eidei Mesira, we always can fall back on the Eidei Chasima. But what does that mean? What it means is that the Eidei Chasima are turning the Shtar into a Shtar Raya. The Eidei Mesira turned it into a Shtar Kinyan. The Eidei Mesira allowed the get to divorce the woman. They allowed the Shtar Mecher to have, that the Kinyan of the field should move over from the Mocher to the Okeach. That's done by the Eidei Mesira. But the Mocher, the Isha, wants a Raya, that the field was sold, that she's Megureshet. So we have Eidei Chasima that will serve as that Raya. So if the Eidei Chasima are Eidim Ksheirim, then we have the right to use it as a Shtar Raya. But if the Eidei Chasima are Krovim or Psulim, then what we are doing is lying. Namely, we want to make a Shtar Raya out of something which is not a Raya. There's no Raya from Eidim Psulim. Eidim Psulim can't create a Raya. They're possibly edus. If we don't have edim, then there's no raya. So we're making basically a farce. So it's in a chinami. We had over here a shtar kinyan. There's no question that we had a shtar kinyan because of the edim mesira. And with the shtar is a shtar emes. But we don't have a shtar raya. Krovim or psulim that are in the shtar are improper. And therefore, the moment that we have krovim and psulim in the shtar, midrabanan, we're going to say this is a shtar which is mezuyaf mitocho. We're not even going to use it as a shtar kinyan, because it can be later on used as a false shtar raya. That's what Tosus points out, right? That edim, that shechasum b'krovim rapsulim, hasan b'din mifsal, rabbanon, there's a din midra rabbanon, mishum dilma asi lemismach alayu la'asiya o lahotzi mamon. Really, when you have a get that has edim mesira and edim chasim apsulim, This get is perfectly good midoraisa. It has Eide Mesira. The Eide Mesira turned it into a shtar kinyan. But since later on we can be somech on the Eide Chasima to make it into a shtar raya, and that would be a lie, because these Eide, even though it's true that she's Megureshet, but these Eidim can't be meyid, they're psulim le'edus, so therefore we passel the get. That's the din of Rav Elazar, Mezuyef Mitocho. That had the get been written without Eidim, it would be kosher le'mahadrin. The moment we put in Eidim psulim, then it's pasul midrabana, because it could be misused. But what in the world, says Tosis, does that have to do with the world of lishma? Hacha sheha Eidim ksherim ela chasmu shelo lishma, ma takala yesh pekach. If we want to use this get as a shtaraya, so we use it as shtaraya. The get became a get via the Eidim Mesira. The Eidim Mesira had all the dinim of lishma. That's, in other words, they knew, and the ksiva was lishma, and the Eidim Mesira lishma. Everything is perfectly good. The Eidim Chasim are not lishma. Who needs Eidim Chasim lishma? The Eidim Chasim are simply there for the raya. And we have a raya. We have two Eidim who say that this woman is divorced. And so, that, in other words, what's the problem of having Eide Chasima who are shelo lishma? Why should the Gemara say, just like Rav Elazar pasuls, Mezuyaf Mitocho, when you have Eidim that are Kromar Psulim, Rav Elazar would also pasul if we have Eidim that are shelo lishma. In a case of Kromar Psulim, there's no Shtaraya. Here there is a Shtaraya. What's the problem? So Tosos was answers, V'yeshlamar, Dimikomakom Iko Lenigzar Chasima Atuksiva, namely, it's apples and oranges. But they're both no good midrabanan. To have Eidim that are krovim and psulim, that's a din of mezuyach mitocho, that we're going to use the shtar as a shtaraya, and it's not a shtaraya. To have Eidim that are shelo lishma is also pasul midrabanan for a different reason. That if the Eidim don't sign lishma, maybe next time around the sofer is not going to write lishma. Namely, he's going to say, what, I'm being machner myself? In other words, l'shem ha'ish, l'shem ha'isha, v'chulei. If the Eidim can sign shalushma, I can also write shalushma. So it's a din drabanan. But these are two different gzeros. We'll call them both mezuyef mitocho. Both of them are chesronos in the Eidim, but one of them is because these Eidim cannot serve as a shtaraya, and the other is because the sofer may then later on confuse halacha and think, if the Eidim don't have to sign lushma, I don't have to sign lushma as well. These are two totally separate gzeros according to Tosfos. You realize that leaves something to be desired, to have two totally different gzeros, but Tosfos doesn't see an alternative in terms of learning the sugya. Comes along the Rashba, and he disagrees with Tosfos, but not in the direction that we would have hoped. The Rashba doesn't make a unity of the sugya. He doesn't turn the mezuyaf mitocho into one unit, but rather, he sort of divides between the two mezuyaf mitochos in a much more extreme direction. The Rashba says as follows. Kashelon lo shayach l'meimah mezuyaf mitocho el keshechos me'opsul le'edus. He has a question of Tosfos. Kegite nashim shechosim be'ogoyim v'chulei chulei opsulei kurva avokan she'edav k'sherim elo shelo chasmu l'shma. Who cares? Okay, so Tirtzu b'Tosfos, he gives Tosfos his answer. And then he disagrees with Tosfos' answer. Why? The kasha. Sorry, in other words, he asks a question and Tosfos himself answers, but he learns differently. The nira, the mishumhachi kari le mizuyaf mitocho. This is the Rashba speaking. Mishum delididei ksiva lishma ba'i v'chasimasan shel eidim michlal ksiva sageti dipa'amim she'en kan eidei mesira v'get ze miskayim b'chosamav v'kosher af l'Rav Elazar. The meimar amrinan keivan de miskayim b'chosamav lav mezuyafu u'bevadai kedin nimsar la b'fnei shnayim u'kedin na'ase lishma ובתלוש ובשאר תיקוני הגט, וכיוון דעדי חסימה משנו לגט כושר, בוודאי מכלל כסיבס הגט הם. הילקוך, כיוון דחסימי עלי, אי לא חסום לשמה, מזויף מתוכו קרינן לי. What over here is the מזויף מתוכו of the Rashba on the level of Edim who signed Shalom Lishma? Tosa said, what's the problem? So of course, all we're going to use them for is as a shtaraya. And for a shtaraya, there's no need of lishma. Only for a shtarkinyan needed lishma. And that's accomplished, the shtarkinyan, by the ksiva lishma, by the edei mesira. Who cares that these are edei, that these are edim of a shtaraya? There's no chisaron. So Tosus went ahead and said, no, you may come later on and forget to do a ksiva lishma, a totally separate gzera. What over here is the Rashba pointing out? Yes?
That the chasima is not a part of the ksiva. Once you're chosim on it, and you require ksiva lishma, the chasima falls under that rubric.
Falls under the rubric? Just, you know, sharpen what you're saying. What assumption over here is the Rashba making about the nature of Edim who sign a get?
They're part of the ksiva. It's a chilul of the chasima.
That they're not just raya, but they also can be used in certain situations as a shtarkinyan.
Okay. Namely, the Rashba is saying over here something very, very frightening. He's saying that even though, according to Rav Elazar, if you don't have Eidei Chasima on a get, the get is kosher l'mahadrin. If you have Eidei Chasima who are not lishma, then the get is batel midoraisa. Midina. We have a problem over here, midina. Not mitzad adin drabanan. And according to Tosfos, we have two drabanans. We have one drabanan, mezuyef mitocho of karov upasol, another drabanan of mezuyef mitocho of edim who didn't sign lishma. These are two dinim drabanan. These are two gzeros. Two separate gzeros, but two separate gzeros. According to the Rashba, karov upasol is a gzera. Maybe we're going to come to use the shtar as the shtar raya. However, the lack of lishma, that's not a gzera. That over here is a din midoraisa. That even though, according to Rav Elazar, when it says in the Torah, v'kosav lo, v'kosav means the ksiva, and then we extend it over to the Eidei Mesira, the Eidei Chasima also have to be lishma midoraisa, because we can be somech on the Eidei Chasima as a shtar kinyan, not as a shtar raya, as a shtar kinyan. And if you're going to be somech on them as a shtar kinyan, then all the dinim of the get have to be written. What in the world is going on over here? Why in the world would we view Eidei Chasima as creating the shtar kinyan? The shtar kinyan is created by the Eidei Mesira, according to Rav Elazar. The ksiva and Eidei Mesira. Here, the Rashba is assuming what Tosfos is going to tell us in Tosfos Dibur HaMasil Kaimalon. Look in the Tosfos Dibur HaMasil Kaimalon. Look at it now, and we'll try and explain it later on. But Tosfos over there points out, Lefikach, it's about six lines down, about the fifth word on the line. Lefikach, says Tosfos, Sorach lehizoher shiyu edei mesira v'shas nesinas haget. D'inu karte. That's what makes the get, the edei mesira. This is going to Rav Elazar. D'ileko sham edei mesira ena megureshes. Af al gav d'iko edei chasima. V'lo mahane edei chasima ela im yamusu edei mesira o yelchol hem l'medinas hayom. That the Eidei Chasima serve as an insurance policy. Shetinose ayadei Eidei Chasima. How can the get be good with Eidei Chasima? How do we know that bichlal the word Eidei Mesira? The mistama behechsher naase. That we assume that a get that has Eidei Chasima was done properly, and then we're going to be machshir the get based on the Eidei Chasima. Once we're being machshir the get based on the Eidei Chasima, then the Rashba says, these Eidei Chasima have to have the din of lishma. Then the Eidei Chasima are the, you know, as the insurance policy, are going to turn the get into a shtar kinyan, not a shtar raya, into a shtar kinyan. The Eidei Chasima are telling us that this get was written properly. Once they're telling us the get was written properly, this get now has the validity of a get. That's called the shtar kinyan. The fact that the Eidei Chasima can turn a get into a get, then they have to have all the dinim of the get. That's what the Rashba posits. Okay, that according to Rav Elazar, mezuyef mitocho on the level of lishma is not a din drabanan. It's a din d'oraisa, that not only does the ksiva have to be lishma, but even the chasima. The ksiva has to be lishma because that turns the get into a get. The chasima has to be lishma, because if the Eidei Mesira aren't around, the Eidei Chasima turn the get into a get. They tell us, l'chora, that everything was done behechsher. If they're turning the get into a get, they have to have all the halachas. So the Eidei Chasima are on the level of the Eidei Mesira, and that's what the Gemara means over here when it says Mezuyach Mitocho. The Rashba himself says, kashali, on what I just wrote, the Vaday Mashmadur of Elazar Loboy Chasima Lishma Klal. That's we are turning Rav Elazar on his head. Up to now, we said, according to Rav Elazar, there's no need for dinim of get in the chasima. Maximum, you would need it midrabanan, but not midaraisa. And now what we're saying is that the edei chasima have to be lishma midaraisa. Who ever heard of such a thing within Rav Elazar? We have a pasuk, v'kasav la. Either v'kasav means ksiva, or v'kasav means chasima. Only Rav Yehuda learns it differently. And so over here, where does this din come from? In other words, it comes from a svara, but where does it fit into the pasuk? And so the Rashba raises his hands and says, maybe we're going to have a different way of learning. But in any case, we have this direction in the Rashba that maybe Rav Elazar requires this din of Eidei Chasima Lishma as a Doraisa. Did you find anyone in the Rishonim who agrees with this possibility, the Nira of the Rashba?
Yes?
Yes? The Rif, right. The Rif is quoted in the Rambam, right? The Rambam quotes the din of Mezuyach Mitocho in two places, but we're going to see the Rif goes one step beyond even the Rashba, and that's a bit difficult. In Hilchos Gerushin, in Perek Aleph, Halacha, Yud Zayin, there the Rambam quotes the first din of Rav Elazar. Hayu Eidov Mitocho Psulin, if they were Krovin, Psulin, Rishayim, Afilu Echad Pasul V'Echad Kosher, V'Nosna L'Befnei Shnei Eidim Kesherim, and this get should be good based on the Eidim Asira, Hareze Pasul, that's the language of the Rambam for a get, which is no good Midrabanan, Shenimtza Kimizuyef Mitocho. But this is the original din of Rav Elazar. This is what the Gemara is quoting over here. Moder Rav Elazar Mezuyach Mitocho, and Tosfos explains it because we may want to come and use these Eidei Chasima for a raya, and they can't be used as a raya. So therefore, we're gozer that this get is no good midrabanan. We move over to Perek Gimel. That's the Perek that deals with the din of Lishma. Over there, in Halacha Ches, the Rambam continues, Sofer Shekosav Aget Lishmo V'Lishmo Ki Hilchaso, which is fine. And there's no need for Chasima Seidim. However, Chasmu Eidim Shilo Lishma, Hoil Umasru Labda Eidim, Hareze Get, Mida Oraisa, this is a Get, Lefi Sheinim Chosun Al Getim Tikun HaOlam. But we have over here a Psul. This is also Pasul. Why is this Pasul? The Ram doesn't say why, but it's a din drabanan, maybe like Tosfos. However, the Ram then says, "V'yesh mi she'omer shim chasmu ha'edim shalashma ho'el v'hu kimezuyaf mitocho hareze get batel." The svara of the get batel, that's the svara over here that we find in the Rashba, namely that since these edim can turn the get into a shtar kinyan, then it requires lishma, and then it would be a get batel. The problem is the next line in the Rambam. V'chein im haya echad me'edov pasul al shehaya bo eid echad bilvad kasher af al pishen nimsar be'edim hare ze get batel. That the Gaonim that the Rambam is quoting said that both dinim of Rav Elazar on a doraisa plane. And that the Rambam says, what are you talking about? Lo yera li davar ze el kim mezuyaf lo mezuyaf mamash hove nimsar be'edim nesirak sherim hare ze pasul midivreihem. The Rambam holds that both are only midrabanan because you don't need the Eidim. So, you know, at maximum, you're going to have over here a psul midrabanan. We could have two different psul midrabanan, like Tosfos says, but we're dealing with a psul drabanan. The Rashba says that by shelo lishma, we have a psul midoraisa, because we may come to be somech on this as a shtar kinyan. The Gaon says not only with the din of lo lishma be a bitul midoraisa, but even the din of karav apostle would be batel midoraisa. Doesn't explain why. In other words, would he simply take the Rashba's Sfara one more step and say that since Eidei Chasima could be used to turn this into a Kinyan, so any psul in the Eidei Chasima are going to turn this into a Get Batel? I don't know. The Rashba only says it on the level of Lishma. The Gaon says that this psul medina applies even to the karov or pasul, even though they're not needed. Even though they're not needed, it's going to turn it into a get batel. Anyone have a direction for the Gaon? Yes. Okay. Thank you. I don't have a direction. Where exactly the bitul is coming from. We have ksiva lishma, we have eide mesira, that's a get which is valid d'oraisa. Why? Because we add in krovim or psulim, should this passel the get on a d'oraisa plane? Why should it passel the get on a d'oraisa plane? In terms of lishma and shlo lishma, Tosas points out, that we'll come to explain it, that we have this din, that the eide chasima turned the get into a get kasher, and therefore require all of the unique halachas of Gerushin. But over here, we're dealing with Eidim Sulin. Why should Eidim Sulin possible to get midoraisa?
If you assume that half Eidim Chasima that's on midoraisa, Rav Lazar agrees that Eidim Chasima are being an addition to this era, and even though you don't necessarily need that, Rabbanu Ramatakim...
Let's wait till we get to the riff, right? And we'll get, maybe it'll be the riff Lushitato. Maybe. Okay, we'll hold off for a minute until we get to the riff. We said first that we'll try and learn the sugya a little bit of Tosaf. Okay. Let's continue in the Gemara. The Gemara then brings in Rav Yehuda. That perhaps Ravashi Amar, Hamani Rav Yehuda hid. Tanan Rav Yehuda posel ad sheik sivaso v'chasimaso b'tolosh. That we have a third sheet that's been hiding in the shadows, that we didn't want it to pull out of our sleeve, Rav Yehuda, who says that the ksiva and the chasima have to be betalush, and therefore hu adin the ksiva and the chasima have to be lishma, and that's our Mishnah, tefanei nech tefanei nechta. How did Rav Yehuda read the pasuk? Pasuk says, v'kasav l'sefer krisus v'nosan biyada. Up to now we had two interpretations of v'kasav. Rav Elazar took v'kasav literally, that the ksiva has to be lishma. Rav Meir said v'kasav means v'chasam. The chasima has to be lishma. How does Rav Yehuda learn v'kasav? V'kasav l'sefer krisus v'nosan biyada. There are two options over here. One is, what appears from the Gemara, how did Rav Yehuda learn v'kasav? That means both. That v'kasav means the kid in kabudel, the whole get, the ksiva and the chasima. Yes? Pasul in the Rambam means drabanan. That's not what the word pasul means in the Mishnah. In other words, we find many times, in other words, the Rambam says, I'm going to make order in the world, and I'm going to have my own terminology. If I say pasul, it means drabanan. If I say batel, it means d'oraisa. The reason the Rambam had to make that order is because in Mishnayos, we don't find that distinction necessarily. So, but according to one option, let's say take Rav Daniel's option. Rav Daniel says that maybe the whole din of Rav Yehuda is a din drabanan. Okay, that could be. I'm not saying no, but not necessarily. Could be that it's a din d'oraisa, and he simply has a third way of being d'oresh, that he's d'oresh the word v'kasav, meaning v'kasav v'chasav. Or, what other option do we have? Yes? The Nosan certainly is the Mesira. The Kosev is what? That's Retzref Meir. And then, so where does the... okay. That maybe what Rav Yehuda is doing over here is pointing out we have two words in the Pasuk that we haven't related to. It says, V'kosav la sefer kritut, v'nosan v'yoda. Maybe over here, V'kosav means, like Rav Meir, v'chosam, and sefer kritut, that's the text of the get. Namely, the text of the get also has to be lishma. You need v'kosav, v'chosam, lishma, and sefer krisus has to be lishma. The law goes on the v'kosav, the law goes on the sefer krisus. My nafgamina, whether we learn, like the first way, the second way, my nafgamina, if we learn that according to Rav Yehuda, the din, my nachmina, would be according to Rav Yehuda, if his halacha is based on what. Is based on a redefinition of v'kosav, that v'kosav means v'kosav v'chosam. Rav Meir said it only means v'chosam. And Rav Ola says it only means v'kosav. And comes Rav Yehuda and says it means both. Or no, that Rav Yehuda agrees with Rav Meir that v'kosav means v'chosam. But it says we also sefer kritut. And so just as the chasima requires lishma, the sefer kritut, the text, also requires lishma. What does it make if I learn this way or learn that way? Okay, so then we'd have an issue with other drushas, correct. But I'm asking over here, going back to our issue. The machlokis Rav Elazar and Rav Meir, was it only by get, or was it a machlokis by shtar b'chol haTorah kula? Chol haTorah kula, we have a machlokis. What creates a shtar? Is what creates the shtar the ksiva, or is what creates the shtar the chasima? It starts in the world of get, moves to chol haTorah kula. Rav Yehuda, how would he learn what makes a shtar? If it's a drasha of v'kosav, the v'kosav means v'kosav v'chosam, that would be a din v'chol haTorah kula. V'chol haTorah kula, that which creates a shtar, is the ksiva and the chasima. That we need everything all together. That you can't only have the chasima like going to Rav Meir, or only the ksiva and the Eidah Mesira according to Rav Elazar. That what makes a shtar is that the baal hashtar, the mischayev, has to be involved in the ksiva and the chasima. Masha'ein kein, if we're going to learn that really he agrees with Rav Meir that the kosav means v'chosam. So the chol haTorah kula, that what creates a shtar, is the chasima. However, in get, we have unique halacha of sefer kritut. Sefer kritut is only by get. So in get, we have a halacha that the dinim of get apply not only to the chasima, but to the ksiva. So as to read the Rav Yehuda is a din b'chol haTorah kula, or read the Rav Yehuda is a din only in get, that would be totally on these two options of what is the makor of Rav Yehuda. We don't have over here in the Mishnah a makor, and as Rav Daniel pointed out, it could be that the Mishnah is telling us that Bukhla Rav Yehuda is only a din drabanan from the very, very beginning. Okay, although it appears that since Rav Yehuda is being put over here on the, you know, in the same pedestal as Rav Elazar and Rav Meir, just as they're talking on a deraisa plane, Rav Yehuda would also be talking the Chora on a deraisa plane.
He could be saying only one that she does.
Okay. At this point, the Gemara just asked, why did we have a whole sugi of Gemara if it's so obvious that our Mishnah works like Rav Yehuda? I mean, just lahagdil Torah lahadira. And the Gemara says, no, that there was a reason to set up the Mishnah like Rav Meir, stam Mishnah Rav Meir. There was a reason to set up the Mishnah like Rav Elazar, the kaimelon hilchos akavasei begitin. Okay. Here we have a Tosos, which is a very, very seminal Tosfos on a number of planes. Let's go through the Tosfos line by line. The Kaimelon Halacha Rav Elazar Begitin. What is missing in the Gemara over here? What discussion? Shar Shtaros. What about Shar Shtaros? That's a sugya on Daf Peivav Amadeis, Machokas Amoraim. Since we pointed out, Rav Meir said his din in the Kol HaTorah Kula, and Rav Elazar said his din in the Kol HaTorah Kula. How do we pass in b'chol haTorah kula? So Tosfos says, "Mishum de mayri hacha begitin nachat gitin, but in achanami halacha kamoso af bishar shtaros." That even though it's a machlokes amorayim, and if you count up numbers, the quantity of amorayim, savri that Rav Elazar is dafka begitin, b'chol zot we have Shmuel kaimelon kishmuel bedinei. He swings the equation over to the other side, swings the scales over. The polya kamen araf v'kamar af bishar shtaros. V'od the perik zebora gabe matanta. We find that we are assuming that the din is like Rav Elazar even by a shtar matana. A shtar matana is shtar ishar shtaros. According to Tosfos, when the Gemara in Gittin, let's look together. When the Gemara on Daf Pei Vav Amid Beis. Starts off by saying, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, to two dots on Daf Pei Vav in the days. Halacha k'Rav Elazar begitin. Ki amar te kamei d'shmuel amar af bishtaros. V'rav savar bishtaros lo. If you were writing the art scroll, how would you translate the word gitin and how would you translate the word shtaros? What does gitin mean and what does shtaros mean? Gitin means gitei noshim and shtaros. Which are shtaros? Which shtari mamon? Shtari kinyan. Right? In other words, in shtari, if we're dealing with a shtaraya, everyone agrees that shtaraya has to have edei chasima. That's what gives a shtaraya its raya, the edei chasima. There's no question. We pointed this out, right? On the level of shtaraya, which according to the Rambam or Drabanan, there clearly everyone agrees you need edei chasima. The question is, in the world of shtar kinyan, shtar mecher, shtar matana, etc., in other words, what makes the shtar kinyan? So one day is halacha k'rav Elazar be gitin, gitei noshim, and shtarei kinyan, and the other idea is by gitin, yes, but shtarei kinyan, no. That's what Rashi points out over here as well. Rashi afilu bishtaros, I'm sorry. Halacha k'rav Elazar be gitin, deide mesira karte, afilu psula drabanan leka, avalo bishtaros, which taros t'chsiv bahenu, k'sova sefer v'chasom, b'yemiyahu b'sefer ha'makna. Yirmiyahu is talking about a shtar kinyan, a shtar mecher. That's the context of Yirmiyahu. And over there it says that Edei Chasima appeared to be the rule of the game. And so Yitachin, that we pass the Rav Elazar only in Gitei Nashim, not in Shar Shtaros. And Rav Shmuel says, no, even in Shar Shtaros, we paskin like Rav Elazar, that what makes the shtar are the Edei Mesira, the Ksiva and the Edei Mesira. Okay? That's according to Rashi over here, and that's Tosus over here on the Avdalat Amud Aleph. What alternative direction do you have to understand halacha, according to Rav Yehuda, halacha k'Rav Elazar begitin, ki amarte kamei d'shmuel amar shmuel af bishtaros. That we saw. What else could Gitin mean? We saw it on Daf Beis and Aleph. What else can Gitin mean? Gitin can mean shtaros. Which shtaros would Gitin mean? Shtarei kinyan, similar to a get. A get is an example of Gitin. Gitin means shtarei kinyan. That's the first Tosfos in the Masechta, right? That Gitin means shtarei kinyan. Avagav deshar shtaros pa'amim nami kari leget. Gitin means shtarei kinyan. And halacha k'Rav Elazar begitin means in get isha as an example of shtarei kinyan. Gitin and shtarei kinyan. And then what bachokas would we have in shar shtaros? What shar shtaros then? Shtarei Raya. Shtarei Raya certainly require Edei Chasima. What do we have that lies between Shtarei Kinyan and Shtarei Raya? This is Shtarei Chov. This is going back to Rabbeinu Tam on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, to Rashi in the Lushna Basra on Daf Gimel Amud Beis. Lushna Basra, Gobin Chasim Mishubadim im Shtar Milvehu, right? Namely that on the level of Get and Shtar Kinyan, there's no question that we pass like Rav Elazar. But the question is, what about Shar Shtaros? What about Shtarei Chov? How do we view Shtarei Chov? Are they viewed like Shtarei Kinyan? And then we'd say that Rav Elazar, you know, where it says Ksiva is the main thing, and they'd be Golem in Achasa Mishubadim, even without Edei Chasima? Or do we say, no, that Shtarei Chov would have the principle, would have the din of classic Shtarei Raya, and we'd say they require Edei Chasima in order to be Golem in Achasa Mishubadim? Then with The Mishnah on Daf Pei Vav Amud Aleph, when the Mishnah says, "Amar Rav Elazar, Afal Pi She'ein Alav Edim Ela Nosna L'Befnei Edim Kasher VeGovu Nechasim Mishubadim," we had two interpretations of that Mishnah. Either Rav Elazar was speaking specifically about get, or he was speaking about also get and Shtarei Chov. And then, you know, the question is, where do we move from there? If Rav Elazar was speaking specifically about get and Govu Nechasim Mishubadim and Ksuva, right? So that was the first lashon of Rashi. Then the question is, what about all of the shtaros? That's the question of the Gemara. What about classic Shtari Kinyan? Do we pass like Rav Elazar or like Rav Meir? However, if we learn that the Mishnah is talking about Get and Shtar Chov, then the question is, how do we paskin? We paskin Get, yes, and Get would include Shtari Kinyan, but Shtar Chov, there we would have an issue back and forth. So, you know, with the Tosus over here, where he says, I can prove to you I'm right, that we paskin like Rav Elazar Bishar Shtaros from Shtar Matana. This is Tosus Lishitato, that Shtar Shtaros means Shtari Kinyan. But if we learn that Shtar Shtaros means Shtar Echov, you can't prove anything from Shtar Matana. Shtar Matana is included in Get. That certainly requires Edei Mesir. That certainly is a din of Ksiva. Our question is in terms of Shtar Echov. And we could learn either way. Tosus over here is learning like Rashi, but if we learn like Rabbeinu Tam, the Rashbam, the second Lashon of Rashi, on Daf Gimel Beis, that opens up a different understanding of the concept of Shtar Shtaros. And then Shtar Shtaros would be Shtar Echov, and this is our open question, what's the nature of Shtar Echov? That it would be a Machlokes Amoraim, as to the nature of Shtar Echov. Do we pass like Rav Elazar in Shtar Echov or not? Okay, that's what we have over here. When he brings the Raya from Hai Shtar Parsoa, the Masrei Nihalei, we have no idea what that Shtar Parsoa is, that we don't know. You know, Shtar Parsoa is a Shtar that was signed by Goyim, but are we dealing with a Shtar Kinyan? Are we dealing with it with a Shtar Halva'a? That from the Sugi of Enaf Yud Aleph and Aleph, I don't think you can make daik one way or another. Okay, that's Aleph. So, the bottom line of Tosfos is that we paskin like Rav Elazar in Gitin and Shtar Shtaros. The question is, what does Shtar Shtaros mean? Does Shtar Shtaros mean Shtari Kinyan and Shtari Chov would be a Shtar Raya? Does Shtar Shtaros mean Get, Shtar Kinyan, and Shtar Rechov, as opposed to classic Shtar Raya? Let's then continue. Tosus points out, Lefikach, since we paskin like Rav Elazar, by all Shtaros, Tzarech lehizor shiyu eide mesira b'shas nesina saget, the inu karta. Then eide mesira are not the icing on the cake, but the Eidei Mesira are that which, we'll see later on, you know, are that which are necessary. Why are they necessary? We had two deos, we'll see which way Tosus learns. Dileko sham Eidei Mesira eina megureshes. We'll see later on, is this dafka din in Gerushin, or is this a din in all Shtari Kinyan? Va'af agav di'ika Eidei Chasima, that even though we have Eidei Chasima, and we pointed out that according to Rav Elazar, that Eidei Chasim are chos mem ha-get min ney tikun ha-olam, but the Eidei Chasim don't take the place of the Eidei Mesira. V'lo, mahani Eidei Chasim ela im yamusu Eidei Mesira o yelcho lehem le-medinas hayam, shetinose al yidei Eidei Chasim. Namely, according to Tosfos, what is the takana of tikun ha-olam that we put Eidei Chasim on a get? Do they substitute for the Eidei Mesira? Are they instead of Eidei Mesira? They're a backup for the Eidei Mesira. Namely, every get requires Eidei Mesira. And the ideal situation is that the Eidei Mesira would come to Beis Din and be Meyed, and then we know the woman's Megureshes. However, if the Eidei Mesira aren't around, then we're somech on the Eidei Chasima. Right? We're somech on them that there were Eidei Mesira. Why? The Mistama Behechsher Naase. The Mistama Behechsher Naase. What does that mean, Mistama Behechsher Naasa? I mean, think to yourself, what's going on over here? We have a get which is written in Munsi, and it's signed in Munsi. And then a Shliach Laholacha brings it from Munsi to Yerushalayim. In Yerushalayim, we have two Edim Asira who see that it's handed over to the woman. The woman goes ahead and gets married. 30 years pass, the Edim Asira are Niftar. And someone is ma'arer that maybe this get is no good. So the woman, or the Beis Din, has the get on file, pulls out the get. And the get is signed by two Eidim. And they say, Mistama behechsher naase. That since we have two Eidim that are signed on this get, Mistama, it was given in Yerushalayim in front of two Eidim. But this get was signed in Munsi, in Ador. It was handed over to the woman in Sivan. What's the Mistama behechsher naase? How do we see in the Eidei Mesira who sign on a get in Adar that it was handed over in front of two Edim in Sivan. Had it not been handed over in front of two Edim in Sivan, it would not be a get. Because we pass on like Rav Elazar. That which creates a get are the Edei Mesira. The Edei Chasim are only there to serve as a backup if 30 years later the Edei Mesira can't be found. Or the Edei Mesira are dead. But how do they serve as a backup on being made on something they didn't see? Being made on something that didn't even exist at the time that they signed it. When they signed it, there was no Edei Mesira. The Edei Mesira come in 2 months later. And they're not even aware of the Edei Mesira. They don't even know their names. How could they be made on something they never saw, didn't happen yet, and they don't even know who did it? What kind of edus is that? This is a question that is asked by the Ramban, yes. But Tosas takes for granted that we have this principle of Mistama Behechsher Nasa. How do you understand Tosfos? What over here is going on in Tosfos? What kind of business is this? How can someone be a backup on something he never saw?
Meaning, maybe we assume that the Edim who signed their names somehow were midbar, what exactly took place into the Mesira, that way when they're asked to be Mekayim get, they will be able to think. Basically, they're guarantors on the get. So, since they're going to take the responsibility of, you know, make sure the get is kosher, they're going to find out that everything was done properly.
Even if we want to say what you're saying, none of that is in their signature. Namely, when they signed, you know, so of course, they can die the day after they sign. And because of this get is going to be a get, we don't have to have the Edei Chasima still alive when it's handed over. And so, how can they be made on something that they're dead when it happens?
We do require them for the kiyum of the get.
We don't require them at all for the get. The kiyum of the get takes effect when it's handed over in front of Edei Mesira. That, we pass on Rav Elazar. That's what creates the kinyan. A get that was written with Shema and handed over in front of Edei Mesira, that woman is Megureshet. And how do we know that all of this happened? Because we have Edei Chasima on a get, and the Edei Chasima on a get tell us, Mistama Behechsher Naase. What does that mean? What is the principle that's involved over here? Yes, Baruch.
We've been told to know that the kind of bottles when you get Tashreed for the Chasima, then get Tashreed for the Mesira.
If we went as an umdana, then you're left with Daniel's question, is this really such an umdana? I mean, are we, in other words, do we really have these individuals who are all or nothing, that the fact that someone, you know, it's took something halfway, he's going to take it all the way? Maybe yes, maybe no. In any case, this, I mentioned to you that Rav Soloveitchik wrote a kuntrus, actually he didn't write the kuntrus, Rav Shechter wrote a kuntrus of Shtaros based on the shiurim he heard from Rav Soloveitchik. And Rav Soloveitchik wanted to link in this Tosfos with, and don't forget, the Tosfos above, in other words, I'm sorry, the Rashba that we saw earlier was Somech on this Tosfos. So at the Rashba, his Benira, he said that the Edei Chasima are going to be Machshir this get, because we're going to believe the Edei Chasima on everything. But again, it's the same concept, that Mistama Behechsher Naase. What over here is the principle that we're dealing with? So what the Rav wanted to say is all of this is based on the din of Rish Lakish of Edim Achasuma Hashtar Naase Kemisha Nechkara Edusan Bebezdin. Namely, that we pointed out that we have over here two tracks of Edus. One track of Edus is a track of Edus that requires Kabbalah in front of Bezdin and Haggadah in front of Beis Din. That's Edus Baal Peh. That requires a drisha of a Hakira, because the Beis Din have to check it out. That's the role of Beis Din, to check out these Edim, whether they're telling the truth. Those Edim have to come to Beis Din during the daytime, because Beis Din only sits during the daytime, not at night. I mean, those Edim are part and parcel of the Marechet of Shoftim V'Shotrim Titen Lecha B'chol Sharecha. They're part and parcel of the world of Beis Din. They have to be certified by Beis Din that they are fine. However, a shtar is a parallel track which is Naase Kamisha Nechkara Edusan Beis Din. The shtar is a parallel track that doesn't have to go in front of a Beis Din. It doesn't require verification of a Beis Din. The shtar verifies itself. And the Rav over there gave four nafkaminas. Nafkamina number one we already saw. That Mida Raisa, there's no need for Kiyum Shtaros. Mida Oraisa, if a shtar comes in front of us, and there are two signatures on it, we're not choshesh that this shtar is mezuyaf Mida Oraisa. Only Rabbanon introduced a chshash of ziyuf, and only Rabbanon introduced the principle of kiyum. Midoraisa, we assume that these edim are kosher. They're made on themselves that they are kosher. Had they come ba'al peh, we would have cross-examined them. We would have put one against the other and asked them all sorts of questions. And maybe because maybe they're lying, we're going to check their background. We're going to require character witnesses that these are edim ksherim. None of that applies to a shtar. Edim achsim ashtar nasa kimisha nechkara edusa bebes. We have this parallel track in which their machshir themselves has no need for kiyum at midoraisa. Number two, what if we have a situation as follows? Two edim sign a shtar in Nisan. In Nisan, these two edim are perfectly fine. In Sivan, one of the edim comes out of the closet and tells us that, you know, it's, he has changed his orientation in terms of his view of himself. And then this shtar comes to Bezdin in Sivan. Again, it was signed in Nisan. In Nisan, you know, where it's these two edim still ate matzah and put on tefillin and everything was fine. In Iyar, one of them tells us that he's a Rasha. And then this get comes before a Bezdin in Sivan. What's the status of the get? The get hasn't yet been handed to the woman. It's only going to be handed to the woman in Sivan. It was signed in Nisan. Are we going to say this is a get that is mezuyach mitocho, that has edim that are krovim or psulim? So the Gemara Baba Basra on Daf Kuf Nun Tesamud Aleph says this get is a valid get, because when the edim signed it, they were kosher. Later on, they became pasul. We don't care. That's totally irrelevant. In other words, that the edim are machshir themselves in the get, and what happened later on, we don't care about, even though it didn't yet come to Bezdin, even though it didn't get to the hands of the woman, that doesn't make a difference. Over here, we have an edus. The edus is chal the moment they sign it. Afterwards, what happened. In other words, if we would have had two edim who gave testimony Baal Peh and Bezdin, and a month later turned into Rishayim, would that pasul their edus previously? No. The problem, I gave the wrong example, of coming out of the closet. Coming out of the closet is generally telling that I've been all along, I've had an issue, but v'chule. There was a situation where there was a fellow who learned YU many years ago who came out of the closet, and then they asked Rav what to do with all of the... He was an aide at a number of weddings, v'chule. And Rav said that they had to get remarried in front of kosher edim. But that's because we don't know exactly at what point this person changed his status. But if we know, if we were to know that at a certain point the edim were ksherim, and later on they were found to be psulim, so in edus baal peh they were accepted in Bezdin already. So we don't care what happens later on. In terms of the shtar, even before the shtar is given, as long as when they signed the shtar they were ksherim, that's enough. So A, we're not worried that they're mezuyaf. B, as long as when they signed the shtar they were ksherim, we don't care what happens afterwards, even though it hasn't yet been given. C, the third nafkamina, The third nafkamina is our tosfos, that if you have a get which is signed, and currently it's in the hands of the woman, then we assume that everything that went on from the signing until it was handed over was done behechsher. Why? The edim are made. Edim achasum al ashtar naaseh kibisha nechkeru edusan bebezdin. The edim have this power of being made even on those things that they couldn't have seen, because they weren't even ba'olam at the time that it happened. But once this get is in the hands of the woman, then it's made mistama behechsher naaseh. This is a tremendous leap of faith to say this is the nature of shtar, that the chasima on a shtar that was made in Munsi, that chasima is made once the get is in the hands of the woman, that it was given over behechsher. Not necessarily because they have an umdun of the baal as a tzaddik, but because that's the nature of a shtar. Eidem achasim al ashtar, naaseh kemisha nechkara edusan bebezdin. It creates this aura of hechsher in terms of the get, in terms of the signatures, in terms of the chalut of the edut, in terms of that which is necessary for the get to be chal. And this finds its way also into a fourth nafkamina, What if we have the following situation? A malva comes to a lova with a shtar and says, you owe me money. The lova says, I paid you. The malva says, you paid me. Shtarcha b'yadi my boy. I'm holding on to the shtar. They go to Beis Din. Who wins?
The malva
wins. The malva wins. Why does the malva win? Self calls self. The lova can say, I forgot to take the shtar. You're correct. In other words, the shtar shouldn't be in your hands. I forgot to take it. Or I took it and I threw it in the garbage. You took it out of the garbage. What proof do we have that the money is still being owed? The lova says, I agree with the shtar. The shtar says, I borrowed the money. But I paid it. So according to the Rav, this is part of the hagod of the shtar. Not only that you borrow the money, but as long as the shtar is in the hands of the malva, you didn't pay. The shtar is made, you didn't pay. The shtar. This is the person's coming with the shtar. He's going to be going in a chasam mishubadim, even though the lova is screaming, I already paid. Because a lova can't scream, I'm going, I paid already. If we have a shtar, he didn't pay. How did the shtar made, he didn't pay? The shtar was written on the halva, not on the payment. This is all part of this din of Eidim Achzum al Ashtar, Nasa Kemisha Nechkara Edusan Bebezdin. So this is the principle of Tosos. This is all based on this Tosos, on these three words, Mistama, Behechsher, Naaseh. Again, you could learn like Baruch, that this is an Umdana, and the word Mistama would fit into the word of an Umdana. Reb Chaim and the Rav understood that we're dealing over here with the nature of Shtar. Just as the Shtar is Chal, even though the Edim, we don't know that the Edim are Ksherim, just as the shtar is chal, even if we know the Edom later are psulim, just as the shtar is chal and is made on the lack of piron, so also the shtar is made that it was given behechsher. Everything was done the way it should be done. Yes?
What about like kedusha? Do we have if the woman shows up with a shtar with edi chasima and we just assume that it's fine and we can't find any edi mesira? We assume that it was given.
If she has it in her hand, yeah. The moment she has it in her hand, namely the fact that the shtar is now in the hands of the woman, that is made on the shtar is made on everything that went in between. As long as the woman claims the Eidei Nesira. In other words, the shtar is only going to be good if the woman has it and she's claiming there were Eidei Nesira. Then the shtar is made on the Eidei Nesira. If the woman will say, I was given the shtar on a desert island, then in a chinami, then we have a hodas baal din on the part of the woman that was never a marriage. But if the woman claims that it was given, we're not samach on the woman, we're samach on the shtar.
Uh-huh.
The shtar
so
is made.
Care what she claims. She can claim all she wants. No, once... Let's say there's a case of Asian Sisu, she says, it doesn't matter because it wasn't given to me in kashrus, right? It wasn't given to me within... We say you have a shtar kedushin that has edi chasim on it. How did you get it? Mistama came through kashrus.
No, in other words, we only say that when the woman has a tainus vadai that it was given to her bedi nasira. If the woman is not claiming it was given to her bedi nasira, then the shtar can't be made.
But if we're saying nechru, like it was done in Beis Din,
right.
It doesn't matter what the woman claims. It's like there was edus in Beis Din that this was given over to nasira. That's the edi nasira. She could claim all she wants. I'm saying like let's say she wants to get out of a bad situation that she got herself into.
I hear your question. Let me just check out the mukar. I mean, I'm certain that it has to be a claim of the woman. Let me just check out the mukar. Yes?
So how does it work with the general principle of edus that has to be edus that can be denied? That can't be, if it's edus that can't be denied, it's not frustrated. I mean, obviously, it's not edus that can be denied in any way.
So we pointed out the whole din of hazama is a din of drisha v'chakira, and drisha v'chakira is only the track that requires kabbalah and hagadah bebez din, and the shtar is a parallel track on which this requirement of verifying it via bez din does not exist. Therefore, in achinami there'd be no hazama.
Meaning, if someone came along and said, "I was there when the get was given, or I saw it in my binoculars, and it was just the man and woman," that wouldn't do anything.
As long as the men and the women are both claiming that it was given over in front of Edim Mesira, the fact someone else claims no, that doesn't mean anything. If we had two Edim who said no, that would be already treyu tre. Right, that would be treyu. That's Gemara calls treyu tre. That Gemara calls treyu tre. The Gemara says that if we have a shtar that comes in front of Bezda, and then two Edim come and say that the Edim, Nachon Yisrael Chasimus Yideim, but the Krovim and Sulim, that's called Treyutre. And with the Shtar is made on itself that it's Kasher, And then, if we have two Edom who come to Beis Din Baal Peh, and two people come and say that you're Psulim, then they're Psulim. That's not Trey Utrey, right? There's no one's Neman to be made on himself. A Shtar already is considered to be Edom Chasum al Ashtar, Nasa Kim Yishenechor Yisrael Bebez, and that turns it into a Trey Utrey. That's another example, a fifth example over here of the principle of Edom Chasum al Ashtar. Okay, so this is then his Tosis's root principle, and we'll see that the Rif will know disagrees with this very, very strongly. That Eide Chasima are only good to be made that the word Eide Mesira. How can Eide Chasima be made if the word Eide Mesira? That's the nature of Shtar. That's the leap of faith that's involved in the world of Shtar. Tosfos proves his point that Eide Chasima are not independent, but only back up that the word Eide Mesira from the Gemara of Shneim Shesholchu Shnei Gitin Ushmoseim Shavim and Isarvu. And the Gemara says, that's not like Rav Elazar. That's not like Rav Elazar. Why is that not like Rav Elazar? Rav Elazar agrees that we have a track of Eide Chasima, because Eide Chasima are only to be made on the Mesira. And over here, the Mesira was all messed up. There was no Mesira. Had it been like the Rif, then this case should have been good, because we have Eide Chasima, and Eide Chasima can be instead of Eide Mesira. But Tosfos holds, no, Eide Chasima only back up the Eide Mesira. Mm-hmm. Then Tosfos continues. Mm-hmm. Right, and just says it over again. Iru Rav Elazar, Sogi Eide Chasima, Amai Lo Asik Rav Elazar, Dal Eide Mesira, Mihoch Eide Chasima, Sogi, Elamashmel Olam Boi Rav Elazar, Eide Mesira. Va'od the Rodeo Rabbein Otam Lomar, Dathilu Rav Meir Boim Eidim B'Shas Nesina Saget, De'ein Dover Shebe Erva Pachos Mishnayim. This is a different halacha, namely to turn the get into a get, to turn the shtar into a shtar, that's enough to have Eide Chasima. In terms of Ein Dover Sheber V'Pachos Mishnayim, to have Eide Kiyum on the Kedushin or the Gerushin, there Rav Meir requires also two Eide Mesira. Those are two different halachas. Then Tosfos continues, V'chein Shtar Matnas Karka, O Shtar Mecher Shulakinyan Karka, V'eino L'Raya, Ein Molochum L'Rav Elazar, M'yadua Shalonasnu B'fnei Eidim. This we pointed out was the Machlokas, Tosfos, and the Rambam. The Rambam said that the Eide Mesira work for Rav Elazar like for Rav Meir. It's Davar Sheba Erva. It's Eide Kiyum on the Gitim Kedushin. However, according to Tosfos, Rav Elazar goes beyond Rav Meir, that we need these Eidim to turn the Shtar into a Shtar. And so not only by a Shtar Get, and by Kedushin do we require Eide Mesira, we even require Eide Mesira by a Shtar Matnas Karka. Let's just conclude the Tosfos. Umihu yesh lechalik. Delinyan mamon de mahanya hodoas ba'aldin kameya edim dame. Sagi be'ede chasima be'mekom hodoas ba'aldin. Avo be'kedushin de'gerishin lo mahanya hodoas ba'aldin. Mishum de mechayev la'acherim. De be'kedushin osar la'akrovim. U be'gerishin osar la'akohen. That maybe we will say that in the world of Mamonos, Rav Elazar will agree we don't require Eide Mesira because we have Hodoas Ba'aldin. And Hodoas Ba'aldin Kameya Eidim Damit. To understand this, we have to just take a step back in terms of what is the principle of Hodoas Ba'aldin. What is the nature of Hodoas Ba'aldin? Maybe just give a little background. For example, from Yoredeya. In Yoredeya Siman Aleph, we have a situation where a shochet, someone comes into a store to buy meat. And the shochet says, that meat over there, that was, that's a mashkita psula. And two edim come and say, what are you talking about? That meat is from your shkita. You shechted it. In other words, you're just saying that because maybe you want to save the meat for someone else, but we saw you shech that meat. So the halacha is the meat is kosher. The meat is kosher. But the shochet can't eat it. Once the shochet said that the meat was treif, he can't eat it because we have a rule, shavia anavshe chaticha di isura. What's this principle, shavia anavshe chaticha di isura? Where does this come from? Why can't the shochet eat the meat? So the Pisrei Tshuva over there in Yeredeya quotes a machlokes Achronim, in terms of what is the nature of Shavya Nafshe Chaticha Di Yisura. Some say this is a din of ne'emonus. This is a principle that Adam ne'emon al atzmo, that he's believed on himself, like mea edim, that two edim are good for everyone except for him. For him, whatever he says is l'chumra. He's believed on himself l'chumra for whatever he says. A din of ne'emonus. Others say no. This is like a din of neder. It's like he took upon himself a neder, that even though this apple is a perfectly fine kosher apple, if I say this apple is like a korban, I can't eat it. So if I say this meat is treif, it's like I made a neder that this meat, even though theoretically it's kosher, for me, it's aser. The nafkamina between these two approaches, as to whether it's a din of ne'emonos or a din of neder, would be, what if a person says something which is impossible in reality? Let's say, for example, a person says, today is Shabbos. Today is Shabbos. Would that person have to stay away from doing malacha on that day? Would you say, Shavi anav sheichaticha di surah? He says that for him, today is Shabbos. If it's a din of neder, why not? A person can make neder about anything. He can make a neder about an apple, can make a neder about a day, and he won't do malacha because of a neder. If it's a din of ne'emonos, that for him it's a reality, you can't have a reality to him which is not a reality. A person can't say at night it's day. And that's not a question of ne'emonos. I'm ne'emon to say now that it's day. Ne'emonos could be on something that is open to question. So we could say something has two options, so he's ne'emon that this option applies to him. However, if it's something that has no two options, day is day, chol is chol and Shabbos is Shabbos, that's a given. So we have these two options. The Noda Yehuda wants to bring a raya from the story in Brachos of Rav Yoshua and Rabbi Gamliel, that Shavya Nafshech Etil Yisur is a din of ne'emonos, not a din of neder. If you recall, Rabbi Gamliel told Rav Yoshua, who disagreed with him in terms of Kiddush HaChodesh, to come to him, the Maklo Ubitarmilo, on the day that according to Rav Yoshua's Cheshbon would be Yom Kippur, but according to Rabbi Gamliel's Cheshbon was not Yom Kippur, so Rabbi Gamliel was mitzav on Rav Yoshua to come to him, B'sako Ubitarmilo, and Rabbi Yeshua went to ask Rabbi Akiva what he should do. Rabbi Akiva said, you should go to him because he is in charge of Kiddush HaChodesh, Eila Moadai, that this is Ein Moadim, except for what Bezdin is Koveya, and you should go to him. So the Nadiv said, why don't we say on Rabbi Yeshua, Shavi Anashe Chaticha Di Sura? For him, it's Yom Kippur. And if for him it's Yom Kippur, how can he go ahead and do it? So he said, because the din of Shavya Nafshi is a din of ne'emonos, not a din of neder. Had it been a din of neder, he wouldn't have been allowed to do it. But since it's a din of ne'emonos, so therefore you can't be ne'emon on something which is simply an impossibility. Once Bezdin was Koveya, the Chodesh, it's impossible to say that Yom Kippur is a different day. But in any case, that's a machlokas. If it's a din of neder, then it's a very, very chomer type of neder, which is no hatara. We don't find hatara on Shavya Nafshi. The Pisrei Tshuva over there continues that we have a similar machlokas in terms of Hodoas Baal Din Kamei Eidim Dami. What's the principle of Hodoas Baal Din Kamei Eidim Dami? But for that you don't need a Pisrei Tshuva. For that we have a Ktsos. The Ktsos in Siman Lamed Dalid, in Hilchos Eidus, Sif Dalid quotes a machlokas achronim as to the nature of Hodoas Baal Din Kamei Eidim Dami. He quotes the Mahari Ibn Leib, who asks, Im nogeya pasul nishum karov, im ken lochuv amai ne'emon, hakarov pasul ben l'skus ben l'chov. If we have a din that a karov is pasul li'edus, and an adam is karov eitzel atzmo, how do we have a principle of hodoas baal din kamei eidim dami? Why don't we say he's a karov to himself, and he's pasul to be made on himself? V'he l'asham, the hod the kasher lachuv, a person is ne'emon to say I owe $100 to someone. Hodos baldin kamei edim dame. Hayne mishum de asinan ala mitoras chiyuv umitoras matana. Kevan de yochal adam lachayev atzmo kisheino chayev. V'zeh mode shechayev habekiu amar chayev ani lachamana. The yochal lachayev atzmo. That every hodos baldin kamei edim dame is a din of his chayvus. I'm a chayev myself now. Okay, I never borrowed the money from you. I claim I borrowed the money from you. So on that I'm not ne'emon because I'm karov to me. So now I'm mischayev to give you $100. The whole din of Hodoas Baal Din Kame'idim Dame is a principle of Hischaivus. The Ksos disagrees with it very, very vehemently, and he says, L'chein nira, d'ho d'nem on odam al'atzmo, afal pishu korav al'atzmo, haynu mishum gzeiras hakosuv, shiyehe adam ne'emon al'atzmo, b'chol hafsulim shiyesh lo. Namely, that the din of korav doesn't apply to your atzmo. That a person is ne'emon al'atzmo. It's a din not of Hischaivus, it's a din of ne'emonus. And the makar of this gzeras hakosuv, that a person is ne'emon al atzmo, is a Rashi in Kedushin, da samachei, hodoas baladin kame'idim dami, zeloshon Rashi, dichsiv asher yomar ki huze, hareisha samach amixas hodoaso, adkan. Im kein hecha dehem in Torah shnei eidim al achirim, kein hem in Torah lachol adam al atzmo. As long as it's lachuv. If it's lizchut, then he's not being made on himself, he's being made on others. He's being made, they owe me. That he's not ne'emon. To be made on someone else, that someone else owes you, that you're not ne'emon. But to be made on yourself that you owe, on that you have ne'emon. So das, baladin kamei edim dami works, lachuv alatzmo. It's a din in ne'emonus. So we have a machokis, bashav and ashi chaticha de sur, is a din of ne'emonus or a din of neder. We have a din in hodoas baladin kamei edim dami, is a din of ne'emonus or a din of ischaivus. Our Tosfos, who wants to substitute hodoas baladin kamei edim dami for the world of Edim Asira, that instead of having Edim Asira, we're going to have Hodoas Baal Din Kameya Edim Dame, he's assuming that Hodoas Baal Din Kameya Edim Dame means what? Hischaivus or Ne'emonus. If this is going to substitute for Edim Asira. In other words, normally you need Edim to create a shtar. If Hodoas Baal Din Kameya Edim Dame on the level of Ne'emonus, this can also create a shtar, as long as it's Lachu V'satzmo. As long as it's Lachu V'satzmo, Hodas Baldin Kame Edim Dami is the equivalent of Edim Asira. Says Tosos, this is by Dine Mamanos. But it can't work by Gitin V'Kedushin. It can't work by Gitin V'Kedushin. Why can't it work by Gitin V'Kedushin? Tosos uses the phrase that this is Lachuv Acherim. In terms of our terminology that we spoke about earlier, what is basically Tosos pointing out? What don't we have by Gitin V'Kedushin? It's the Dovash Avera, namely that there's no Baal Dover. Hodoas Baal Din Kameidim Dami. If you're a Baal Din, you're Hodoas Kameidim Dami. That's the Din of Kiyuzeh. You're not a Baal Din in terms of Gitin V'Kedushin. The Din over here revolves around whether this get is kosher or not. You're a Nogeba Dover. You're not a Baal Din. Okay, and so when we have a Din of Baal Din, like in the world of Mamonos, Toveya, Nitva, etc., there we have a Din of Hodoas Baal Din Kameidim Dami, that it serves as an equivalent to Edei Mesira. But in Gitin V'Kedushin, nothing doing. Were we to learn Hodoas Baal Din as Hischaivus, of course this would not substitute for Edei Mesira. One is nothing, it's apples and oranges. Even if you say that it is Ne'emonus, you know, it's still a bit of a jump. Not too much of a jump, but it's still a bit of a jump to say that it can substitute for Edei Mesira. But you know, that's the Yesh, that's Tosfos Shita, that Hodoas Baal Din would substitute for Edei Mesira. Okay, up to now, we'll stop over here. What we've seen is how to learn the Sugya, Aliba de Rashi, the Tosfos. Rashi tells us nothing at this point. What does it mean? Ein Edim Chazim Alaget, El Mishum Tikkun HaOlam. Tosfos we saw, and the Rashba we saw, that it's not that Edei Chasima are a separate track. It's not that we have an alternative way of being Machshir Aget via Edei Chasima. Edei Chasima are simply the backup to Edei Mesira. Edei Chasima are telling us that there were Edei Mesira. How can that be? That's what it is. That's a din of shtar. Eidim achzumah hashtar, nasa kemisha nechkor yidusim bebezdin, as long as A, the woman's holding on to the shtar, B, and I have to prove this to Nathanael, that when the woman is towing that there were Eidim Asira, if she's towing there were Eidim Asira, and she's holding on to the shtar, then the Eidim are made that were Eidim Asira. They're made the mistama behechsher nasa. Or we have Baruch's way of umdana. We have an umdana that if the Baal already went to the extent of finding Edei Chasima, Pashas, he also went to the extent of finding Edei Mesira. But the get is kosher via the Edei Mesira, not via the Edei Chasima. They are simply our raya, that there was a proper kinyan via the Edei Mesira. And the Rashba says, if you're a raya to a kinyan, then you're machshir the get. That's kinyan. And if you're machshir the get, then you require lishma. And that's where the Rashba came into the fact that Yitzchen, according to Rav Elazar, even Edei Chasima have to be Lishma Midin Do'oraisa. That's the Shita of the Gaonim, and then we're going to have to see the Gaonim. Okay, so next time, what we'll do is, next time is Sunday, this year, so Blinetter will try and close up the loose ends over here, and to see the Shita of the Rith, the Ramban, Balamor, Rabbi Ephraim, the Ran, in other words, what do we have over here to complete the din of Rav Elazar, and what does Tikkun Olam mean? And then Blinetter the next year, okay, we'll continue with the Gvulos of Eretz Yisrael. So when you finish the sugi over here, and you can go back to the Mishnah, learn the Mishnah and the Tosfos on the Mishnah, along with the sugi over here on the Dalad Amid Aleph. Yeah, and the sugi on the Dalad Amid Aleph, in terms of the machlokos within the Mishnah, Rekem, Chagor, Kvarlud, Melud, Bechule. But that will do Blinader following Yom Rishon before Yom Kippur. It's right next year. During Yom Rishon of Aser Simchah.